This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a three-nation visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman this morning. On the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will be arriving in Jordan's capital, Amman, this afternoon at the invitation of King Abdullah II bin Al-Hassan. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said, he will hold detailed discussions with the King Abdullah and Prime Minister of Jordan, Jafar Hassan. Mr. Modi will meet the Indian diaspora and address the joint session of Parliament of the African country. Both the Houses of Parliament witnessed disruptions today following heated exchange of votes between the Treasury and opposition benches over the various issues. The Lok Sabha has adjourned twice, first till noon and then till 2 p.m. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, opposition MPs started sloganeering and trooped into the well, saying that the ruling party doesn't want to run the House. NDA MPs also raised the issue of objectionable remarks made against Prime Minister Narendra Modi during a Congress rally. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon following NDA MPs' protest demanding apology from Congress leadership for making objectionable remarks against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The proceedings in both the houses are underway. Union Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has ruled that the Tariff Monitoring Unit working under the DGCA will be further strengthened to closely monitor the airfares. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Naidu said that in addition to domestic routes, the airfares on international routes are now also being monitored. He said whenever there is a possibility of a rise in airfares, the ministry takes necessary action. The civil aviation minister said a tariff monitoring facility has been provided on the Air Seva portal, and if any passenger feels that the airfare is excessively high, then they can send a screenshot to the ministry through the portal. Runway visibility at the Delhi airport has improved and flight operations are returning to normal. However, there might be some impact on flight departures and airfares. In a passenger advisory, Delhi Airport urged passengers to stay in touch with their airline for the latest updates. It noted that on-ground staff is available at various passenger movement area across terminals to assist passengers. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have paid tributes to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his 75th death anniversary today. The Vice President said Patel's leadership addressed the formidable challenge of bringing together a nation marked by immense linguistic, cultural and regional diversity. He said the works of Sardar Patel is an achievement that stands unparalleled and far exceeds comparable efforts elsewhere in the world. Home Minister Amit Shah also paid homage to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. In Australia, the New South Wales police have said that the shooters behind the Sydney Bondi Beach shooting have been identified as father-son duo, originally from Pakistan's Lahore. One of the gunmen, 50-year-old Sajid Akram, was fatally shot by police during the attack, while his 24-year-old son, Navid Akram, was wounded and is currently undergoing treatment at a hospital. The attack resulted in the death of 16 people. Last evening, the father and son opened fire at Chanukka by the Sea event, which was organized to celebrate the first day of the Jewish festival. Australia's Home Affairs authorities have said Navid Akram is an Australian-born citizen. His father, Sajid Akram, arrived in Australia in 1998 on a student visa, which was converted into a partner visa in 2001 and later into a resident return visa. In Japan, a rapidly developing low-pressure system brought heavy snowfall and strong winds to Hokkaido today, causing disruption of air and rail services. Airlines cancelled 29 flights, while JR Hokkaido suspended 77 trains services. Power outages were also reported in some areas. The Japan Meteorological Agency has warned to storm surges, flooding and avalanches. It has urged residents to remain cautious as severe weather conditions persist. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.